We just thank you, Lord, for having your own way today, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, as we begin this message, Lord, the message has already been ministered through music. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And Lord, as I stand here, Lord, give me the power, give me the capability, give me the ability to articulate your word for thee and your people on this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. About 2,000 years ago, there was a supper called the Last Supper. We got to imagine that as they were entertaining each other, that they were having a good time, that they were shouting, they were thanking God for all that Jesus had been to them over the previous 3 years of his earthly ministry. We got to believe that there was some shouting time.
Yes, sir.
Shouting going on at this time.
Yes.
But Jesus had to drop something on them during the supper. He said, I got to go. My time here is over. My time is over. I go to a place.
Yeah.
You know the place because I've been talking.
Yeah.
About it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to my Father.
Uh-huh.
I'm letting you know that even though I'm going, don't be worried.
That's right. That's right.
Because I'm going to leave a comforter with you.
Yes.
A comforter in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
This begins in the 13th chapter of the book of John.
Uh-huh.
Where Jesus talks about this to the disciples. Think about it, going from a shouting moment to a depressing moment in a few minutes. Jesus, where are you going? Jesus, what about us? Jesus. And then the next few chapters, Jesus spends time talking to them and answering their questions. And he's letting them know that everything is going to be okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. That's right.
It is never easy to receive bad news.
Uh-huh.
And every one of us has received bad news to some degree. Some of us have received those late night phone calls that we know can only be bad news.
Uh-huh.
Some of us have been sitting in the doctor's office looking over charts, looking over tests.
Yeah.
Explaining to us what the bad news is. Some might even look at their monthly banking account and see some bad news. There's bad news to be spread around. And just because we are of Christ does not make us immune to bad news. But what the difference is how we can handle the bad news. Bad news will come.
Yes.
But if we look at the bad news long enough, we will start to understand that some good can come of this.
Yes.
And that's what happened in the case of Jesus. So he's answering their questions. He's letting them know that you're going to be okay. The Comforter will come here in the form of the Holy Spirit and teach you everything that I have taught you, or remind you of everything I have taught you. And you're going to be okay because you're going to have a relationship with me and the Father. You're going to be okay because you're going to have a relationship with each other. But he got real with them in the 16th chapter and told them that people are going to hate you.
That's right.
Because of who you are.
Uh-huh.
They won't see me walking with you anymore. So they're going to take pot shots at you. They're not going to see me at the front as we walk down the street. So they're going to talk about you. But even though he's not physically with us, He is still with us. And that's the point that Christ was trying to get over to them, that he will still be with them. Then he starts talking about the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit in chapter 16. He tells them about the Holy Spirit. And in verse 8, where we will start today, the topic is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And things go a little bit easier once things are explained to us properly. Now that you are gone, Jesus, we understand that the Holy Spirit will come and be with us. In verse 8 of John chapter 16, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In this message, I want to highlight four purposes of the Holy Spirit. And the purpose number one is to convict sinners. Purpose number one is to convict sinners. He's letting them know that you can be comforted, that I will take care of everything. The Holy Spirit will take care of everything. Yes, you will be persecuted. Yes, you will be beat up. Yes, you will preach my gospel, and it might even fall on deaf ears. But rest assured that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin. He will convict the world of sin. Now we have to look at that word convict for a moment. That word means to expose the facts. It means to convince of the truth. The disciples' job was to spread the word of God, was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. So see, it comes by hearing the word of God. But you know what? The Holy Spirit's job is to, once we've heard the word of God, is to convince us that it is the truth.
Amen.
You see, we can share the gospel with everyone. But don't be surprised when people won't want to accept what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't be surprised that people won't jump up and down and fall down on their knees right before you and accept Jesus Christ. Because like many of us, we were a work in progress. Amen? Amen. How long did it take for many of us to accept Jesus Christ as Lord? Our job is to spread the word. Our job is to do the work. Our job is to represent Christ. The Holy Spirit's job is to convince. Don't get them mixed up. The Spirit works in the minds of the unsaved and shows them the truth of God. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So he will convince, or he will expose the facts to the sinners. He will expose the facts about righteousness. He will expose the facts of judgment. You know, we hear those words, righteousness and judgment, but what do they really mean? And in verse 9, of sin because they do not believe in me. We know that sin is rebellion against God. And we know that the greatest sin is to not believe in Jesus. Let's look at John 3:18. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world. But do we pay attention to the verses afterwards? In the 18th verse, he who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already.
Amen.
Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is necessary to convince and convict people of their plight with Jesus.
Yes.
Or their plight without Jesus, depending on your perspective. Look at verse 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Righteousness can be defined as having a right relationship with God. And since Christ came and Christ died for us, our right relationship with God begins with believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that the grave did not hold him, but he rose to be with the Father. Jesus is letting his disciples know that Christ and the Father are one. God and Jesus are one. And they hold the standard for the measurement of righteousness. It is not us, but they hold the standard. And they give us a clue in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, that sounds so simple, but it is hard for individuals to do if they don't believe in Christ. In 1 John 2:1, he goes on, John in the book of 1 John says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That's what the word is here for us. So we can understand Jesus Christ. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate. An advocate is someone who steps in on your behalf. An advocate is one who says, no, 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 don't touch him. I know him. I know his heart. If he said he didn't do it, he didn't do it. If he said he did do it, he did do it. We have an advocate who has taken our case to the Father. We have Jesus Christ as our Savior. But again, the disciples were worried. The disciples were scared because Jesus was leaving them. But he let them know that everything's going to be all right because God has a plan. We're going to deal with judgment. We're going to deal with righteousness. We're going to deal with sinfulness. Everyone who does right is from God. And those who don't are not. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. So see, it all begins with Christ.
Yes.
But Christ was leaving them. Christ was departing from them. And they were worried about that. And he continued from chapter 14 to 16, just elaborating on what this means. But as we talked about, the first point is the Holy Spirit's job is to convict sinners. The second point is the Holy Spirit's job is to condemn Satan. Amen? Condemn stuff we need to stay away from. Amen? Because it's dangerous for us. You know how they condemn houses or condemn other establishments? And they put tape around it, do not cross, do not trespass. But every now and then somebody's foolish enough to trespass. And they get in trouble. They might even be harmed because they're in a dangerous place. that they don't need to be in. For us as Christians, Satan is a place of condemnation.
Yes.
Do not go there. And what Jesus is saying is we've already taken care of it for you, for your behalf. Verse 11 of John 16. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. See, the Holy Spirit convicts concerning judgment. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ condemns Satan. And he was defeated at the cross. So Satan was already defeated.
Yes.
You know what? Just because he's defeated doesn't mean he surrendered. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
He's defeated and he knows it, but he has not surrendered. Satan is still active. But through the blood of Jesus. Because of Jesus on the cross. Because of Jesus' sacrifice for us. Sin has no power over us. Satan has no power over us. Even though there are still some who align themselves with Satan. They need to be forewarned that Satan cannot pass on eternal judgment to you. Satan cannot save you from eternal judgment. In case you missed the news, he has no power. He was defeated. He is still defeated. But we have an advocate who is kind to us. We have a Savior who reached out to everybody to tell about himself and the power of God through him and the Holy Spirit. Our job is to let people know that eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. Satan has been condemned because the ruler of this world is judged. And he has been condemned. In Acts chapter 17, we read this. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Don't you know that the resurrection is assurance for us? Don't you know that the resurrection is assurance that our righteousness comes through our relationship with Jesus Christ? The Holy Spirit will condemn Satan, has condemned Satan, will continue to condemn Satan. The third thing that the Holy Spirit does is counsel the saints. Don't you know we have a counselor? I like in verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Quite often when we receive bad news, it takes a while to sink in. We can be in the doctor's office and hear the words, but can't comprehend what the doctor's saying. Something takes us to another place when we hear bad news. And quite often it's not until later that we can sit back in reflection and really begin to understand what was said. And that's the situation here. They were in shock. What? Jesus? You're not going to be with us anymore? Jesus, we've been hanging out with you. Jesus, who's going to walk on water? Jesus, who's going to feed the multitude from a few loaves of bread and some fish? Jesus, when we get thirsty, who's going to turn water into wine? Jesus, who's going to heal folks? Jesus, when they come to us with their aches and pains, who's going to heal them? And then the most important concern, what about us? They know what we look like. We've been hanging around you. We believed in you. What about us? So when he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now, it's because they are in a state of shock. They are trying to figure things out. And that's a role of the Holy Spirit. To help us figure things out. Verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Jesus, in the narrative of this passage, Jesus will soon be taken away. Jesus will soon be beaten. Jesus will soon be hung on the cross. Jesus will be buried in a borrowed grave. Jesus will disappear from that grave on the third day when they come to open it up. Jesus will go to be with the Father. Can you see why they were confused? That's a lot that's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 days. But he promised them that the Holy Spirit was going to come to them. He promised them that the Comforter would come. And once the Comforter came, he would turn that pity into power. And move them to a higher level of praise. Look at Acts chapter 1. The Holy Spirit came. Peter got up and started preaching, preached out of his mind. Over 3,000 people were saved. Peter, the same one a few chapters ago in John, Peter, the same one that Jesus said, you will deny me. Peter, the same one who got scared when Jesus was taken away, would soon have power. The Holy Spirit is a powerful thing.
Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The Holy Spirit can take your worst days and make them into your best days. The Holy Spirit can take those disappointments and turn them into something positive. Don't ever be ashamed of your past situation, because that is truly in the past. But the Holy Spirit can use that as building blocks for what you are going to become and what you are going to do and where you are going to go and what you are going to say. The Holy Spirit can do that. We all are different. We all react to bad news in different ways. Peter just so happened to react in a most negative way. Deny Jesus. Haven't I seen you hanging around here?
No.
No, that wasn't me. You look like some of those folks with him. No, that wasn't me. Denied 3 times that he was a disciple of Jesus. But when the Comforter came, he was no longer scared. When the Comforter came, he was no longer in hiding. When the Comforter came, he preached out of his mind. When the Comforter came, they told him to quit preaching. They They threatened to put him in jail. He said, you do what you got to do, but I'm going to keep on praising the Lord. Peter, the same one earlier who said, what's in it for me, was the one who later on told the man who was ailing, hey, silver and gold, I have none, but what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Yes.
Only the Holy Spirit can take you from a dark place and bring you back into the light.
Yes.
Only the Holy Spirit can take you by the hand when no one else is around and raise you up again. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you that you are somebody because he has taken some nobodies in the Word of God and made them into somebody. So if he can do it for them, he can surely do it for you and I. Instead of dwelling on our inadequacies, instead of dwelling on what we can't do, instead of dwelling on what others are saying about us, realize that you are a child of God. We are children of God. And you know what? Regardless of what I can't do, but I can do what God wants me to do. I might not be able to do what he wants you to do. He might not have prepared me to do what you are capable of doing, but he has prepared me for what he wants me to do. I still have many things to say, but you cannot bear them right now. It will go in one ear and out the others, what he's telling his disciples. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Spirit of truth will come, he's telling his disciples. For us today, the Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. And that word guide means provide directions. It's not, you know, there's a difference between somebody telling you where to go and somebody taking you where you need to go. Amen? People can tell you different ways of how to get to certain destinations. But quite often we get lost. We even got electronic devices in our cars called GPS. They are good for us in most cases. But if you're like me, you will come to a place that has been unverified. You will come to a place that does not compute in its memory bank. You will come to a place where it has no clue as where to send you. But somebody who comes with you, they come with you because they've been there before. They come with you because they know the right way to go. They come with you because they know the shortcuts. And you will arrive safely. So if this is saying he will guide you into all truth, it does not mean that he will just pass truth on to you, but he will be with you as truth is revealed to each and every one of us. And it's saying that the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. In other words, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ are one. And the role of the Holy Spirit is to provide comfort by passing the truths from God on to us. And he will tell you all things to come. The Spirit will show you all things. The Spirit will show you that Satan will be defeated. The Spirit will show you that you don't need to hang out in that crowd anymore. The Spirit will show you the right way to go. The Spirit will show you who we need to hang around with and who you need to cut off. You know, in social media, you have friends list, amen? And every now and then we need to purge our friends because there are some people who say they are our friends, but they are not our friends. We need to purge our list. Some people think popularity comes from how many people who befriend them in social media, but those people are not your true friends. Those people are not your true fans. We have one true friend in Jesus Christ. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And he will show you who to align yourself with. You know, friends can do three things to you. They can lift you higher. They can keep you where you are. Or they can tear you down. And I dare say, if you're over a certain age, every one of us has had all three types of friends. Amen. And some of those friends we've had to purge. Yeah. But you know what? We didn't even need to do it. The Holy Spirit worked it out for us. He just got rid of those people. And we sit back and wonder, I wonder why I haven't heard from so-and-so for such a long time. Well, thank God that you haven't heard from so-and-so in such a long time, because you did not need to be friends with them in the first place, because their heart was in the wrong place. They would have brought you down with them. He will tell you things to come. The fourth role in this passage of the Holy Spirit is to champion the Savior. Is to champion the Savior. Verse 14. He will glorify me. For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will convince you over and over again that Jesus Christ is still relevant, that Jesus Christ fulfilled the role on this earth. You know, one thing that is prevalent among immature Christians is the constant questioning on whether or not I'm still saved. Some of us have been there. We might have done something bad contrary to our nature. We might have listened to itching ears and got ourselves into something that we should not have gotten ourselves into. And we wonder, am I still saved? See, that's a trick of the devil. That's a trick of Satan. Is to make you think that you have lost your salvation. To make you think that you are not worthy of your salvation. Listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will let you know that Jesus Christ came for each and every one of us. Jesus Christ died for us. He will glorify me. It says the Holy Spirit will come and affirm that Jesus Christ is the real deal. So the message of Jesus, which is the message of the Father, the Holy Spirit will continue to work in our consciousness, to work within us, to let us know that we are a child of God.
Amen.
Again, bad news is hard to take. And these disciples were not immune to the bad news that Jesus Christ was leaving. Even at the time, they could not grasp the concept that this was good news for them, that Jesus Christ was leaving. We will have times in our lives where we will not be able to grasp what God is doing on our behalf. Embrace the Holy Spirit. Embrace the role of the Holy Spirit. In our lives, embrace that we can only share this gospel. We can support individuals, but it is his job to convince sinners that Jesus Christ is worthy to accept and be part of the family. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit will let us know continually that Satan has been condemned. Even though it might look like other things are happening, he has been condemned. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. And the Holy Spirit will continue to champion the Savior, will continue to champion Jesus Christ until the end of the world. And that's the good news, is the world will end one day. But when that day ends, there's another kingdom for us. There's another kingdom for those who have accepted Christ as Savior. And again, the Holy Spirit will confirm that within our spirits. So therefore, we can find joy with the Holy Spirit. We can find peace. We can find comfort. We can find salvation with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Purpose of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Purpose. Purpose of the Holy Spirit.